Our work is titled Operator-Assisted Tabulation of Optical Scan Ballots. This is joint work with Eric Kim, Nicholas Carlini, Ivan Motyashov, Daniel Nguyen, and David Wagner. So a couple weeks ago, an audit, a risk-limiting audit pilot was done in Napa County. The difference between the second and third place votes were about 55 votes separating the last two. And this actually mattered because this was a primary, and only the top two got to go to go to the general election. So with the help of some local observers, dice were thrown, random number generators were seeded, ballots were selected and visually verified to match the machine tally. And so this is just the spreadsheet of the machine tally. And so in all, about 500 ballots were pulled. And all were verified to match the official tally, and the audit was a success. So all the ballots were verified. The problem with this is that while risk-limiting audits have been one of the most significant products of the voting research community, one of the big things preventing it is they need access to CVRs. And most of the voting machines do not give access to CVRs, nor do they have ways of outputting them. And so this is what motivates our work. So our work is called OpenCount, and it's basically a system to tabulate optical scan ballots. The primary motivation is to enable ballot-level risk-limiting auditing. So this talk is basically about what are the challenges to building such a system, and how do we get around them. So the first challenge is, here's a voted ballot from Napa County, and the first challenge is, how do we locate the voting targets? It's probably the case that the vendor probably has some very specific ways of identifying where the coordinates are, and these are all stored in their configuration files and whatnot. But we purposely want to avoid being vendor-specific in any way, or relying on any cooperation from the official system. And the reason is because, there are a lot of different ballot types out there, and we really want OpenCount to be applicable to risk-limiting audits for any type of ballot. And so we don't want to build anything that is very specific. So the way we get around this problem is we simply require a unfilled ballot for every different voted ballot type there is. So this we call a blank ballot. And this is a duplicate of the voted ballot. And we simply have an operator label tell us where on the blank ballot these voting targets are. And we use pretty standard computer vision techniques to then extract these voting targets from the voted ballot to tabulate the votes. So that's the first technical problem. The second is that for any given election, there are multiple parties, multiple languages. So one task is, given a single voted ballot, which one of these ballots does it correspond to? So then we can look up where the voting targets are. So that's another technical challenge that we had to overcome. We have to be able to group a voted ballot to one of these. So again, to recap, our system is a system to tabulate optical scan ballots, and our requirement is that we have an example of every unique ballot in an election. So central to OpenCount's design is that we interleave computer vision processing with focused operator verification. And what we mean by focused operator verification is we allow the user to kind of easily ignore or easily verify the easy cases and kind of focus most of their effort on just the borderline difficult cases. So our system has two basic steps. The first step is to process the blank ballots. And this is to guide an operator to kind of tell us where things are on these blank ballots. So given a blank ballot, the goal is to locate where the voting targets are. So we have a simple interface for doing this. The operator who uses the system simply marks where one of these targets are, and we use standard vision techniques to automatically detect all the other instances of those things. So these voting targets could be, could be anything. They could be fill in the line, bubble, any other kind of visually distinctive mark on a ballot. And then we automatically group them into clusters of contests. After that, we simply ask the user to just enter the data for all the candidates just by typing. That's just a simple step. So after that, we need to do support grouping of ballots. So to do this, we rely on the fact that ballots have distinctive marks to be able to allow us to identify what they are. So in this case, this particular ballot has a mark down there for the party. And it also has this region at the top, which indicates what language it is. And this is important because, especially in Napa, there are multiple languages and multiple parties. So the combination of the two is what allows us to identify which particular blank ballot we need to be able to find out where the voting targets are. So here's some examples of what these patches look like on the blank ballots. You can see on the language patch, the same region on a Spanish ballot versus an English ballot, they look very different at the pixel level. And that's what we're dealing with in our entire system. We want to deal with everything at the pixel level. So they could be any kind of thing, and they don't need to be text. So, and the same with the party patch. So the second half of our processing is what do we do when we get a voted ballot? So when we get a voted ballot, we first need to figure out what are the different attributes it had from the labeling step. So this is these are also using pretty standard computer vision techniques. The goal is, in that region, is it more like the English patch or the Spanish patch or the Chinese patch or the Vietnamese patch or whatever kind of languages show up in an election? So we just use standard computer vision techniques to measure the pixel similarity of this region, of this patch, to the ballot of that region. And then same goes with the party. So we take all the patches that were labeled in the annotation step and kind of measure the pixel similarity in this region on the voted ballot. The grouping step is pretty important because if we get it wrong, then there's no way to recover where the voting targets are on the voted ballots. And so it's really important to have this verified. And so this is one example where we have focused human verification. So the operator examines the grouping results, bulk accepts when the groups are correct, and just makes corrections whenever there's a mistake. So here's an example. So in this interface, the operator is shown overlays of all the different patches that have been grouped in the same cluster. So in this case, these are like precinct numbers. So this is an overlay for all the patches here. And you can see that these overlays look consistent with what the template looks like. And so the user can simply just say, OK, and verify all of these. And this could be a group of like several hundred decisions that the computer vision algorithm has made. So they could easily, the operator can easily accept these. And in the case when there is an error, for example, if there are some sevens mixed with some threes in the grouping stage, the operator has the ability to further split these groups into smaller ones, so then they can focus, so they could relabel when necessary. This is like the more uncommon case. So finally, given a voted ballot and a blank ballot, we need to locate where the voting targets are and extract them out. So imagine that the left one is a voted one and the right one is a blank ballot. So the first step we do is use computer vision techniques to globally align the two ballots as best we can. So at the pixel level, try to find the best transformation from one from the voted ballot to the blank. And that'll take into account things like small rotations and then translations that are kind of introduced during the scanning process. After that, around every voting target, we isolate the region around the target and do it again. Because in our experience, the variation introduced in the scanning isn't consistent from across the whole ballot. So it might be the case that the top corner of the ballot is really well aligned, but the other corner is actually like very skewed. So we try to redo alignment again around every target to take this into account. And finally, when we do that, we simply just pull out the pixels that belong to the voting target. And now in this step, we need to be able to classify the marks as either filled or unfilled. Seemingly a very simple step, but when we're dealing with ballots, a lot of things can happen. So we present the user with a visualization to kind of help us do this. So this is the visualization. We simply sort all the extracted targets in this big array and just allow the user to tell us, which point is the dividing mark between filled and unfilled. So then they'll select one of these in the corner. And then whenever there's a kind of an error on one side or the other, they simply just select, this is on the wrong side of the mark. And then the user has the ability to bring up the full ballot to view the context. So this is another example where we focus their attention kind of on the border between filled and unfilled, where presumably, if you look higher on this chart, you probably don't need to look at those as carefully because they're all very dark. And same with the ones below. So for validation, OpenCount was used to support 5 risk-limiting audits in 2011. These are various counties in California. These span different ballot manufacturers as well. So a couple of these were from ES&S. A couple of were from Sequoia and from Diebold. So the ballots were scanned. To do these risk-limiting audits, the ballots were scanned a second time by the local election officials and then tabulated by OpenCount. And so the combined operator plus computing processing time ranged anywhere from 20 minutes to a total of 5 hours for the election. And this was all done on a single desktop computer. And the results were compared to the official count to kind of make sure that our second count was the same as the first count. And when we did find a few discrepancies, we tried our best to isolate the ballots that might have caused those discrepancies. And in every case, the officials tended to agree that the open count interpretations were more correct than the vendor interpretations. And this is probably not super surprising because the vendor systems try to do these mark classification kind of all without the human input that we're kind of centered around. So, so then during the risk limiting audits, all the ballots were pulled and observed to match the open count CVRs. So now for some interesting cases that we found. So these are some cases where voters didn't exactly follow the directions for filling out bubbles. So in this case, there's some, it looks like the center is kind of, looks possibly filled, but it might be some erasure marks. And in this case, this is a vote for 3. But there's also a stray mark on the 4th, so it's kind of ambiguous as to what these are. And so it's cases like these that really motivate us to involve the operator into the loop. We don't want to be in the business of measuring voter intent automatically. We want to focus the operator to do it in the rare cases that it's needed. So this is focused human intervention. So for our ongoing work, we're continuing to help out on more pilots in 2012. So far, we've completed a couple election than we have more upcoming. And really, open count's kind of a constantly evolving system where the scale and complexity of these upcoming audits are really causing us to update a lot of components of it, but the core pieces remain the same. So to conclude, open count is a optical scan ballot tabulation system for supporting risk-limiting audits. We've already validated it on 5 audits in 2011, 2 audits in 2012, and we have several more in the future. And the source code is available publicly as well. So, thank you.
Thank you for sharing your research with us this morning. I think it's very interesting. I wanted to ask you, once you process the ballots that you want to tabulate through the system, how does the system warn the user about which ballots have to be looked at? Are they passed on a quarantine process? How that process works?
That's a good question. So we have a couple ways of doing this. One is, so one way we involve the user and alert them is in this mark classification process. So we present them a sorted list of these things and really try to focus their attention on, if you scroll to like where the border is between marked and unmarked, then they can easily kind of see where the dividing line is. So this is one way we focus their attention. The other way that I didn't talk about is we have an extra step where we try to quarantine ballots where something very strange has happened, like half of the ballot is missing because the scan or something happened during the scanning process, or part of it was destroyed. So we actually have a separate stage before this that'll set those aside explicitly for human review. But that's there's more details about that in the paper.
Perhaps you discussed this and I missed it. Going to one of the samples you had where the big X's were out completely outside the circles, how did you even, that one, how did you even notice that, since that doesn't show up in your highlighted ones of, hey, these are the ones you might want to zero in on?
So this one, it sort of showed up. It turns out, so we had the region around the mark was like right here.
I see.
Yeah, during the visualization you can see
Thanks.
A little bit. But yeah, if it was like over here, we completely miss it. But.
Any other questions? Thank our speaker.